Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up in a few minutes here. We should be talking with Michael Chiklis, star of the Shield, star of a ton of stuff. I mean, the dude's career has gone, 25, 30 years. I was looking him up in the break. I didn't realize he was on an episode of Seinfeld. As soon as I pulled that up, I knew exactly the episode. I watched The Shield. It was awesome. Very, very gritty. And he has a new movie coming out. Should be really cool. It's about a 59-year-old dude going back to play college football. I guess he still had some eligibility left. So we'll have to ask Michael about that, and he's a big football fan, is my understanding, so we'll kind of see who his squad is when we get him on the line. Right now, I'm out in Ashburn, and the biggest question, I think, is still, who's going to be the quarterback this weekend for the Washington Commanders, but I think the Terry McLaurin situation just kind of lingering out there, and we won't hear from Dan Quinn until tomorrow afternoon, probably while we're on the air, so we'll get a little more understanding of what they're going to do at QB, but every time, not having Terry, you might not have Noah Brown. The receiver room's going to be pretty darn interesting, so we're going to kind of just see what happens there. The point spread is pretty terrifying, too. I don't understand how Atlanta got their doors blown off by Carolina last week, 30-0, and Washington smoked the Raiders last week, 41-24, and Washington's only a 1.5-point favorite. To quote Kevin Sheehan, that doesn't smell right. But whatever, that's why they play the games. Vegas doesn't always know. Sometimes they do, though. We're hoping to be joined by Michael Chiklis here in just a minute. I'm just going to kind of keep it moving, boys, because Jeff's telling me we're having trouble making the phone work there. Okay. Maybe we are going to be joined by Michael Chiklis. I don't know. I will defer to the experts in the aquarium on that. I'm just going to kind of move forward to the Falcons because, circling back to Jaden for this game, it's unclear if he's going to play. But Mariota was excellent last week. And I guess some people might have a question if Marcus can do that again. But I just, for me, Marcus has been nothing but excellent wearing a burgundy and gold uniform. And so that's just my expectation with him. Yesterday, I asked Deebo Samuel if he has been impressed by Bill, the rookie running back. And he said, no, once I saw him in training camp and realized what he can do, that's just what I expect him to do. And I thought it was such a good, honest answer. It honestly reminded me a lot of what B. Mitch always says. Like, football players are expected to be good. When you go out on the field, the expectation is you're going to ball out because you're there for a reason. And I think that's Bill's mindset. And I think that is Mariota's mindset. So obviously this team is better with Jaden out there, but I certainly think they can win the game with Mariota on the field. If you look at Atlanta's roster, there are reasons to be worried. I think it starts with Bijan Robinson. I think Washington, though, has been pretty good against the run through three games. Even in the game they got smoked against Green Bay, Josh Jacobs finished that thing with, I think, about 80 yards rushing on 17 carries or something. It wasn't like a it wasn't a particularly impressive. I think his yards per carry was sub 3. Week 1, the Giants got nothing done on the ground. Week 3, Genty got a little bit, but not much. So Bijan's obviously an excellent player. I heard Von Miller on with the Junks earlier in the week talking about he trains with Bijan and just the level of athleticism there is crazy. You got the Falcons are going to be in a really good situation. I also wonder what the situation is. What are the vibes in Atlanta? They just fired their receivers coach, and they're making their OC move from the booth down to the field. You could argue that's a little bit of desperation. And does that desperation leak into the locker room? You could argue that maybe these are just the changes they need to make, and that'll open up their offense. I know Zach Robinson's their offensive coordinator. They're just not scoring. They're moving the ball okay between the 20s and then just doing nothing. So, through three games, Atlanta's 13th in yards gained, 31st in points scored. I also was texting with somebody last night that says their special teams are terrible. And so defensively, they've been put in a lot of bad positions, and the stats would bear that out. They're second in yards allowed defensively, the Falcons, but 13th in points scored, which is kind of doesn't really add up. And if you just think about, all right, so they're not giving up much yards, but they're about middle of the league in points, it means teams don't really need to move the ball much to get points. Like looking at some of these some of these scores they've given up, the opponent's touchdown log is a lot of short drives. They've also given up a pick six. So there's going to be – Penix had a pick six last week to the Panthers. It's – I don't know. But then you look at the bets on this thing, and this I can't help but point out. And I can hear Chris Russell in his car screaming that Vegas doesn't know anything. Vegas knows something. It doesn't always play out their way. It's been odd. I don't think the line moved based on Terry McLaurin. I think this is just a tricky spot where maybe Vegas thinks Atlanta's a little bit better than what we've seen. And what you never want to do in the NFL is make a judgment solely based on the previous week. If we're talking solely based on the previous week, then clearly Washington's significantly better than Atlanta, because Atlanta got their ass kicked by the Panthers and Washington beat up on the Raiders. Vegas ain't making a determination solely on last week, so I recommend you do the same. Landy, I'm curious for you, and I want to open these phone lines up. Your confidence level in Washington going down to Atlanta and what it is about Atlanta that scares you.
I feel confident in Atlanta. They've actually, I think, weirdly been pretty successful down in Atlanta the last couple of years. Wasn't there like one of the Taylor Heineke games where he threw like a ridiculous, was that the game where the ref like tackled the other team's DB when Heineke was playing?
Yeah, he did.
That was awesome.
I think that was a different game with Ritter. The Heineke game, who was the running back that hurt his neck? I'm blanking on his name. J.D. McKissick.
Okay.
Heineke rolled way to his left, was basically on the left sideline, chucked it way up in the air, opposite side of the field, kind of into the middle of the field, which will freak coaches out. And McKissick grabbed it, made a hell of a run to the right corner of the end zone, and they won. It was one of those. Heineke had a touchdown throw to Terry in that game where I didn't even see Terry in, like, the field, and he just jumped and made a play out of nowhere. There have been some wild games against the Falcons. They've generally played well down there in this last, like, 5 years or so, I would say, to your point.
Yeah, they've played well down there, and we've talked about my hot betting streak. One of my bets from a few weeks ago when the Vikings and the Falcons were playing was that both of those quarterbacks are terrible, and the score was going to be very low, winner. And then the Falcons scored 0 points this week and got blown out by the Panthers. I have way too much. I mean, it's absurd the levels of confidence I have in this team, regardless of whether Mariota's playing or Jaden Daniels or even the newly cleanly shaven Sam Hartman is playing. I think we'd win this game. I think that it is going to be an annihilation, and I'd like to see the defense get their first shutout in, what, like 30 years or something?
I think it was 91 was their last shutout.
Yeah.
I think Beamish had a mustache and was returning punts. yeah, you'd like to see a shutout. Let's open the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How confident are you in Washington heading down to Atlanta? There's obviously real questions, right? You don't know who the quarterback's going to be. You don't know what's up with your best receiver in Terry McLaurin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
McLaurin. But Atlanta also just got their ass kicked by the Panthers, who are terrible. And Washington looked really good last week, and they ran for over 200 yards. Not to mention, I think the Falcons have really suspect special teams, and Washington special teams have looked great. Last week, they had a punt return touchdown. I asked Jalen Lane about it yesterday. He felt like he almost got a second one. Debo had a great return. Like, the return game's been strong. The coverage game has been strong. Do have questions at kicker. You know, Matt Gay has not been automatic, to say the least. I don't know. I think I feel oddly confident about this one. Recognizing that my biggest hesitation for this, seriously, is the way Vegas looks at it. And I know that people will tell me they don't know anything. But that's the only thing. The line on this seems so funky, it gives me a little bit of pause about what's going to shake out on Sunday. Jeffrey, where's your confidence level?
I'm confident we will win, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as everyone is predicting. To me, in my opinion, Terry would have been a big part of our offense. Now it's like that attention that he would take away when he would go out and all that is not going to be there. So we're going to have to come, you know, with our T's crossed and our I's dotted and play a good game of football, because they're fired up from last week. It's no way they got shut out, and we think this is just going to be a game that we could just walk over them. Nah. So I think we're going to get the win, though. I'm calling it probably by, like, a touchdown or 10 points at the most.
Okay. Confident, but not too confident. I think that's a fair place to be. We'll open these phone lines up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I think when you're looking specifically at Atlanta and what freaks you out, it is Bijan. I think that's where the list starts. The Falcons' defense has been good. If you dig into on third downs, they're about middle of the pack defensively. But against the run, they've been really good. They've been pretty good in the red zone. A big area where Atlanta falls apart is their red zone defense has been okay. They've given up 3 touchdowns on 5 attempts by opposing offenses in the red zone. Offensively, they're 2 of 7 in the red zone. They've scored 2 touchdowns on 7 red zone tries. That's 28%. That's 30th in the NFL. I'm guessing the only teams worse than them are like the Saints and the Dolphins, or maybe the Giants when Russ Wilson gets an intentional grounding at the goal line. Washington has been good in the red zone, I'll say. I'll actually pull up their numbers. Just top of my head, I feel like Washington's got to be good. They had 2 goal line stops against the Giants. Green Bay was out of the red zone when they forced that 1 fourth down try. Washington's 5th in the NFL in red zone defense. They've given up 5 touchdowns in 9 attempts for the opposition. So I think this really could come down to that. And as much as you say, as much as Bijan seems like a very serious threat, Penix is a complete and utter wild card. Let's start with Quentin in Bethesda. Quentin, how you feeling this week? What are you worried about with Atlanta?
What's up, JP? Obviously, I'm worried about just our run defense has actually really been surprising. I like Big Kinlaw, so I think we managed the run game. Penix, he made us worry last year a little in the pass game, but the main reason I called was just to say that Marcus Mariota really is going to put a fire under JD. Because last year he came in as not like a – he was the starter, but he still had to work for it. This year he came in as the named starter. But I think Marcus playing at the level he did is going to make JD become more accurate because he feels like the fan base will hold him accountable now because we've seen that our offense can work. So now we need him to just be like last year and be like a missile and just get us to where we need to get to. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, dude. All right, phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. How are you feeling about the Commanders going down to Atlanta this weekend? What scares you about the Atlanta Falcons? They just got their ass kicked by the Panthers, and yet Vegas seems to like them more than people realize. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley. Before we go, got to tell you about my friends over at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. I bought 4 cars from there. I bought 2 from Orsman Chevy Buick GMC in Alexandria and another 2 from Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Whatever the car is you're looking for, they'll take care of you. Honestly, there's car dealerships everywhere. There's lots of good people everywhere. The difference with Orsman has been how they treat me, how they treat my family, and it has stood out for years. B. Mitch has been buying cars from Billy and Chantilly for like 20 years. There's a reason we keep going back. The service people, the sales people, everybody just treats you the way you want to be treated. And that is vital when you're buying a car, man. You don't want to feel like you're getting nickel and dimed. You don't want to feel like you're getting shaked down. And that's not what they do. They've got 7 locations. Actually, they got convenient locations all over Northern Virginia with an unmatched selection, great deals, and financing, plus a ton quality certified used vehicles to choose from. You get the Orsman Lifetime Edge when you buy with Orsman, which includes $1,500 in extras and a lifetime engine guarantee. One more thing, if you're thinking about selling a car, hit up Orsman because they'll pay up to $125 of Kelley Blue Book value regardless of the make, model, or year. It is simple at Orsman. They want to keep the customers happy. That's why I keep going back. That's why B keeps going back. Take it from us. Go to Orsman. Let's ride together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.